Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we gather then to celebrate the sacrifice of Mass on this fourth Sunday of Advent, let us pause for a moment that we may be worthy asking God's mercy and pardon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Do you believe in God turning all events into a blessing for all of us? Do you believe in that? As a matter of fact, I do believe, because today we have our confirmation students, candidates, making the rite of affirmation. And when I was reflecting upon my homily, the first thing that came to mind were those words that were said by the angel to Joseph, "Do not be afraid." That's exactly what affirmation is all about. When God is saying to you, candidates for confirmation, "Do not be afraid." These words from the angel to Joseph were so powerful that it changed the attitude of Joseph. It practically changed his notion, his understanding of what the birth of Jesus would mean, not only for him, but for the whole world. Do not be afraid. We hear these words very often in the Bible. Allow me to give some of those instances. The angel Gabriel appeared to the priest Zechariah when it was his turn to pray in the temple. And the angel said to Zechariah, Do not be afraid. Jesus told Simon Peter and his associates not to be afraid after they almost broke their fishing net. The disciples were told not to be afraid when they heard the voice of the Father at the transfiguration. Peter, James, and John, they were afraid. And the voice said, do not be afraid. And today, we hear the angel saying to Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you two kinds of fear. There is what we call the good fear, but there's also the bad fear. I'd like to begin first with the bad fear. And what is it? It creates in a person hopelessness and despair because we do not realize that Jesus is with us. We tend to forget what the gospel is saying. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So the bad fear in some people is, they say, it's hopeless. There's nothing we can do. I despair. Even God can do anything with it. For instance, there is the fear of what others would think when they follow God's commandments. Like in confirmation, you know that peer pressure sometimes comes into the picture where you try to follow as much as possible your faith and try to practice it. There is that bad fear from other people that sometimes I'm afraid what others would speak about me or talk about me. That's bad fear. There's also the risk of losing their friendship. You know, in confirmation, you are not preparing only up to April 1st. And then after April 1st, you go back to the same situation as before. No. But fear is, I'm afraid what my friends would tell me, what my classmates would tell me, those who are not with me in the sacrament of confirmation. That is bad fear. We should not go to that. We need to be affirmed in the program that you have there on the first page. You have the gifts of the Spirit that will help you affirm yourselves. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. What is that fear of the Lord? That's the good fear that I'm now going to explain. What is good fear? It stirs up, it boils up in us respect and reverence for God. That's the good fear. It's the fear that you have for mom and dad because you love them so much. You are afraid of them because you respect them. Not because you're afraid because you will be punished. No, you are afraid because you love them so much, you don't want to disobey and you don't want to disrespect them. Am I right, candidates? See, they are responding to the way you answered. That laugh means that you have to think it over, you know? Look at your sponsors. They are here to help you have that good fear, not the bad fear. We need, in order to have that fear of the Lord, we need to trust the Lord. Joseph had to trust the Lord. He had to put his trust and confidence in the Word of God through the angel. He had to take away that bad fear and bring in that good fear, with this respect for God. And that's why he was able to take care of Mary, protect her, whatever it takes. They had to go to Egypt to escape the wrath of King Herod. Good fear is also what brings us to be able to look into the light, to get out of darkness and get into that light, the light which is Jesus himself. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we are called upon not to be afraid, but to be trusting and caring in the Word of God, allowing that Word to share and shine in each and every one of us. So, candidates, are you still in fear? Are you here? Okay. It's okay if you don't answer that. Hopefully, you will answer my questions later. Okay? Because, you know, how many months more? Just few months. You will be receiving the sacrament of confirmation. And what that means is that your journey is not from now to April 1st. Your journey is from here into the future. That's why you have sponsors. Because these sponsors are there in order to guide you, and hopefully the sponsors are not in fear, in bad fear, but in good fear, which is the fear of the Lord. So that together you will journey in this sacrament of confirmation. I don't want you to follow what people say after they are confirmed. They are nowhere to be found. No. I don't want to believe that here in St. John Baptist de La Salle. Here in this parish, we love our confirmation students and candidates. Am I right? See? And they give you a big round of applause too. So my dear candidates and sponsors, continue to journey together. Look into the future and allow your good example not to make others fearful, but be affirmed in their journey towards the future, which is the profession of your faith. Amen. Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws ever nearer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly to the worthy celebration of this mystery of your Son's nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.